Blog Talk Radio.
I didn't hear them say Blog Talk, though. Are we live?
Oh, I have no idea. I hope we are. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, good morning.
We hope we live. Look.
This morning, so I'm hoping we are live and working. How about that? This is a little weird.
I'm gonna go to the site.
Okay.
And see if we're picking up anything live. You know, if it's going out live. Oh, come on, computer.
Oh, no.
Oh, these. And we're not
live? Okay.
No, I mean, I don't know yet.
I'm going to hang up and I'm going to try it again and we'll call right back, guys.
I'm not sure yet.
No, we're not in. It showed me we're not in. All right, I'm going to call you back. All right, let me try it again.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, Marvin, I can't tell if we're in or not. Can you tell now?
It says. Oh, I think we are. Yeah, we got a little delay.
All right, I'm sorry, you guys. We are in. There's a lot going on this morning. Blog Talk is giving me the flu this morning. Oh, my word.
We live, Kiki.
All right, we're live, y'all. Good morning. This is your girl, Kiki, and I'm with my girl, Mahogany. Yeah. I tell you, with Rossi away, why Blog Talk was back up? Good morning, Mahogany.
Good morning, Kiki. Good morning.
Oh, it's just not loving me this morning. I don't know why. I guess because I'm doing Messy Monday, huh?
It could be. That Messy Monday always gets you jacked up.
It do, because I'm sure about to be messy this morning.
All right. Bring it.
To the show since, you know, we didn't mess up 5 of our lovely minutes. But first of all, before I be messy, let's congratulate Mr. Michael Epps at the age of 45. He just got his high school diploma. Congratulations, Mike Epps.
Congratulations, Mike.
Yes, I'm so proud of him. Well, next we got to be messy with Miss Tamar Braxton. Y'all know that's all over the news. She will not be coming back to the show. Of the real. Yes, honey. But before that happened, I think Miss Tamar got fired because of this little tweet somebody sent her, and she sent them something back. The tweet says, Tamar Braxton, at Tamar Braxton, I saw Vince Herbert at the Ritz-Carlton in Buckhead, Atlanta, with an Atlanta medicine lady, Simone, carrying her bags in the hotel. That was 3 days ago. All right, you know she got fired 2 days ago. Tamar comes back and says, this be the shit I have no time for. First, it was at the real Dr. Jackie. Second of all, he was carrying our bag in it with our change of clothes in it from filming. Third, all three of us with my glam went to see our friend at Steve Harvey. So hashtag sit your ass all the way down. Not everybody man out here in these streets. Not talking about no one in particular, just saying. Or he ain't that stupid because I will whoop his ass in public. P.S. Oh, yeah, it was yesterday. You all the way wrong.
Okay.
I'm like, Tamar. Now, then she got into a Twitter beef with she deleted her long-lost friend who is also one of the producers with her husband on the reel. And that's how the whole speculation came about with her not coming back to the show. Well, it's not that she abruptly won't be back. She just won't be back for season 3 of The Real. So once they take their hiatus for the summer break, she will not be back in the fall.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
Once they start showing them reruns and everything, that will be going on all summer long, y'all. So y'all won't get the juicy gossip tea from The Real probably until they get back.
Right, and then nobody's not going to care no more.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Wow.
Next we have, I'm telling you, my voice even gone is because it's Messy Monday. This ain't even right. Where they do this at? Just cause I won't be like Tamar and get the messy tea out. Shout out to Keisha Cole. She found her daddy. Now, you know her mama said on the show that her daddy was a rich white man, right?
Okay.
And that's who she had to look for, this rich white man. Well, Roger Love said yesterday, I don't know why Frankie thought it was a rich white man. What rich white man was going to lay up with Frankie? Oh, he was shit. He was throwing palm trees and shit.
Okay.
Well, the man happens to not be a rich white man. He is a boxer from, I forgot what city he's from, but Keisha Cole did find him, and he is a boxer, and he's very fair-skinned, but he's not white. So shout out to Keisha. She's been looking for that her daddy for years. So she's excited. She thought it found her daddy.
All right, Keisha. All right.
Yes, honey. All right, let me get back to some more Missy T right now. Drea from Basketball Wives. Don't know if you know Drea Mahogany. You know Drea?
Yeah, I know Drea, yeah.
Okay. Drea versus April White. Now, April White used her lovely Twitter fingers, Instagram fingers, and she went and posted some not-so-nice stuff underneath Drea picture. Well, Drea didn't do anything. Drea cooned one at him. See, Drea thought she had some she must be getting some beehives like Beyonce. Well, Drea fans went ahead and found out where this lady lived, worked, and they contacted her boss, and she lost the job.
Oh, my God.
April White is not happy about this. She is annoyed. She put on there that she can't feed her kids because Drea made her lose her job. But it wasn't
her. Oh, my God.
Drea tried to actually call her boss to get her job back.
Okay.
Well, Miss April White, I don't know about, did we talk about this story last week?
No. Well, not on my end. No.
I don't think I did either. Because Miss April White is now suing Drea for defamation of character. Now, you the one that went and talked about Drea, but you want to sue her for defamation of character. I'm confused.
I'm confused, too.
Now, people bully on social media a lot, but these people went far by going to find out her job and all that. Now, Drea has, number 6, Drea will talk about the best of them underneath people's Instagram pictures all the time. She always got some slick side, messy stuff to say. But for people to go after someone's job, because the lady was a nurse, and they told, and the people were calling and saying, what type of nurse is she? She's worried about Drea's kids. I get that. But when is it going too far to do social media bullying? You go after somebody's job. People can type and say what they want because there's a freedom of speech there.
Right. But when you take it the extra step, like going, you know, calling a job and, you know, trying to get them fired and stuff, that's just too much.
Yeah, that's just going, that's going too far. And then.
Way too far.
Then when she contacts Drea back, now she wants to sue Drea for defamation, but I think she needs to find out what she needs to really sue her for. Because you the one that actually went and went talking, so you deframed her character. Talk about her not being a good kid mother.
Right. But, I mean, it's too much.
Yeah, I just think that, in some ways, and like Roger Love said, some ways people take social media as a game, and you know, you don't really think you could be, you know, found behind it or be seen or whatever. But everybody sees you. It's easy to find you, especially if you use your real name. It's easy to find you. Even if you use a fake name, if you use, say, email address, all people got to do is type the email address and they found you.
That's
so,
it.
I mean, life is so easy to find on the Internet. So being an Internet bully, you can't hide behind it. People can really find you.
So oh, yeah. That's it. Yes.
Some people just think it's funny and it's a game and they start threatening people on the Internet. And when the FBI roll up to their house, they don't know how to act because they're scared.
Mm.
Don't be scared. Because you have to be careful.
Yeah. That's really awful. That's really awful.
It is. I could say I fault Drea. Well, I can't fault Drea because Drea didn't do it. It was actually her people, her followers that did it. And Drea tried to get her job back. So I can't fault Drea. But I can't fault the fact that people in Drea's comments or that involved in what people say about Drea, that they go after somebody's job. That's when you're sitting there at home and you ain't got nothing better to do.
Nothing.
Or somebody else's beef. What's going on Twitter.
Yep.
Why even go search for that woman's job? That's a person. It's not like I could see if it was Drea. Then I'll say, okay, she got a little married there. But it wasn't Drea. It was her goon. Who are y'all? Mm-hmm. Why? Why come? Because you don't have a job?
Right.
Never. Why go after this woman's job? To prove a point? Why?
Right. That's awful.
This is a celebrity, and y'all going after this regular woman's job. That's a nurse that worked hard to get her career, have her kids to take care of, and celebrities she going after. Trust me, Drea's skin is thick enough to take care of herself.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
I just had to put that out there. I was just appalled by that. That just aggravated.
This is awful.
Because it's saying people with platforms like myself, Mahogany, Raji Love, people on YouTube, people that are doing their own blog, if they put something out there, people come and actually try to destroy by the words that come out their mouth. And there's a thing about freedom of speech. If you got that much time, get your own platform. Say what you want to do. Do what you want to do. That's just horrible.
It's really horrible. That is really horrible. I've heard some bad shit, but that's just awful.
Yeah, I mean, people that beat up kids in school. One little girl got jumped with four girls in the bathroom and got killed behind social media. Why do y'all take social media so serious? That's because you sit behind your computer and you don't even know what's outside. If you walk outside the door, I promise you, you'll find you some business.
Hmm.
Child, I can't.
Awful.
Yes. All right, let's go to Mr. Benzino. Because this is another one that I think is horrible too, y'all. Benzino from Love & Hip Hop. Benzino's girlfriend. I don't know if you know Benzino.
I know who he is. I may not know his girlfriend, but I know who he is, unfortunately.
Okay. He's also the owner of Hip Hop Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Benzino's girlfriend, Althea, went ahead and posted his bank account information on the internet, on Instagram. And it shows that he has no $0 in his SunTrust account.
Ooh.
So she told him to go get some business, and obviously your business and your producing is not doing you no justice because you had no money.
Ooh.
Now, when it's too far on social media, huh?
Right. I mean, okay, somebody done got their job, got fired from their job because of social media, and now his bank statements, his money business is on the internet.
His lack of money, because he got insignificant funds, they don't have no money.
Wait. Oh, he was in the negative?
Yeah.
Uh-uh. When is too much, too much? Just like you said, when is too much, too much?
mean,
oh my God.
I mean, people said, I mean, come on. When you get on social media and you take somebody's job and you post somebody's personal bank information, don't she know? She put her hand over the first couple of digits of his account number.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, but people can start playing with numbers. Smart lady. People are very vindictive. Like, people can use those last numbers and start playing with numbers and might get lucky, even though he ain't got no money in there. But still.
Yeah, but still and all. People are creative.
Yes, yes. I mean, you can ruin this man's credit. I mean, you have ruined his credit with his followers because, you know, they thought he was a baller shot caller owning the magazine and all that. But, again, too, you have to take everything with a grain of salt. It could have been an account that he gave her, and he took all his money out, so she don't have to get none.
Right, right. It could be a separate account. He probably have a separate account. I mean, I don't know. I'm just speculating, too. But I feel like that's wrong of her to do that. I don't care what he did to her. You know, you should have, you know, your disagreements and your business should be your business. You know,
exactly.
See, they didn't get that memo. They didn't get that memo when they was growing up, this bitch. She didn't get that memo when she was growing up. Your business is your business. You keep it in your house until you file for divorce or something if you're married. If you're not married, then that's your fault. You ain't get shit.
Exactly. Exactly. At least have a courtesy, because you all do have a child with each other. Have a courtesy not to blast all that on social media, where when your child eventually gonna grow up one day and see all this foolishness on social media about their mother and father.
Exactly.
And of course, if they're all in the limelight, of course people are going to be nosy and say, "Well, what do you think about your mom and dad acting like that when you were there?" You know, y'all got to think about stuff like that. And the person I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm just like, why? I just don't understand people. I just don't understand people. It's like, okay, then you really didn't love them that much, or you really didn't, you know, value what you had in order to, you know, sabotage and betray someone like that so badly. I mean, I know they live lives on the internet and stuff and in the public eye and everything, but good God, keep something to yourself.
Exactly, that's my point, exactly. Yo, I mean, and then some people just put too much out there on social media.
Too much.
And you know when they're going to the bathroom, when they're eating, when they're sleeping. I mean, I'm like, come on, you guys. Like, I have one person, every time he goes to do something, he goes live. And it's like, you acting like you don't have a life or you never did anything anymore. Live in the moment sometimes. You ain't got to pose anything.
For real. For real. Enjoy something without having to share it. Good Lord.
Exactly. And even if you do post the pictures, but you ain't got to, every little thing you do, like, you got to show everybody that, oh, I'm doing something.
Right, right. Go and take a shit. Hashtag, go and get some water.
Exactly.
Hashtag, went to the mailbox. I'm like, really? Get over yourself.
Exactly.
Get over yourself.
It kills me when you get the person that, and don't get me wrong, social media is to watch your friends and see what they're doing or whatever.
What they're doing, yeah, I get it.
So
I get it. I totally get it.
Activities and all that, I get that. But when is it too much? I mean, sometimes, I'm guilty of it. I post pictures of when I go somewhere sometimes. I don't post all the time. But every time I travel, I don't post because I don't think, you know, people need to know when I'm away from my house or when I'm not.
True.
And like me and one of my good friends, more than do, we always find lost files. So we can have those pictures in our possession for a good while before we post them because there'll be a lost file because nobody don't need to know when we did it because then people start trying to get your timeline. Well,
right.
Oh, I called Aunt Heffa, and she wasn't answering the phone on yesterday. Well, on yesterday, you're not going to get them pictures from us. You're going to get the pictures from us maybe a couple of weeks later in the lost files. I mean, again, my pictures are not for you to get exactly my whereabouts is for me to share my experiences and for me to look back and see the memories that I had.
Okay. Well, my new hair.
You already. You already. It's about documenting my hair.
Right.
They're going to learn today. Oh, my goodness. And then this whole Twitter thing. Now, I don't get with Twitter. I used to have a Twitter account. But I can't get with Twitter because the majority of people, followers and the people that they follow, are celebrities. Because when you follow your friends, like, I don't want to hear that my friend is at the bank, and I'm leaving the bank, now I'm headed to Walmart, I'm leaving Walmart, now I'm headed to, I don't want to hear that. So majority of everybody's friends on Twitter are the celebrities, because as soon as something breaks, they all involved. Well, this one beefing. Well, that one, and I'm a little guilty of it too, because as soon as something breaks, like I try not to get too much on Twitter and deal with Twitter, but everything something breaks, they so involved in the people's life that they forget about their own life. I mean, social media is taking over. I know it's the new thing. I'm not trying to act like the old 40-year-old woman that, you know, is complaining about technology, because I'm there, I'm with y'all. But it's just, when is it too much? Loot taking people's job or posting people money on the internet? It's just too much. All right. Well, that's enough about me ranting about that, because I got some more, you know, some more gossip. Whew. And I'm not talking about Tiger, y'all, so please, if y'all tune in to hear about Tiger, y'all tuned it to the wrong person, because I'm not talking about Tiger. Now, we might get my husband to talk about Tiger, but I'm not talking about Tiger.
Oh, I don't even know what he did. So.
I'm talking about him and his girlfriend, his woman. I'm not talking about her today. I'm not. Them Jenners, them Kardashians does not get my love today. Sorry.
Okay. Oh, they broke up. That's all. Nothing here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they broke up. No big deal. No big deal. No big deal. Next.
All right, cause because you saw what they're going to talk about a motherfucker. That right there, they get too much of people's attention.
Way
shout
too
out
much.
To the little boy that made $1 million off being Bootsy Man. This little boy is going around doing special appearances. He's not performing. He's just doing those. You know how they, when they call you Mahogany, ask you to just walk in the club and they give you some money to be the celebrity?
Oh, to make an appearance? Okay.
Yeah. Well, this little boy is being the rapper, Mr. Bootsy Badass. He's making appearances, and he don't even look like Bootsy. He just dressed like him. And he made over $1 million being Bootsy. Well, Bootsy not mad at him, but a lot of his people are mad at him. The promoters keep calling him, so he keep taking the job. What do you think? Is somebody going to pay you? Not take the money?
Well, you got a point there. I would not. Well, okay. Well, you know they have impersonators. They have people that look like X, Y, and Z and make money off of it.
Right.
So that's one thing.
Right.
You know, that's one thing. But the flip side of it, I'm not really sure, because it's like we haven't, you know, rappers haven't reached his icon status like Pac, but nobody looks like Pac. He was very unique looking.
Right.
So, you know, we never did really have any rappers that were being impersonated. We had more like, you know, singers and
right.
dancers and things like that. So maybe this is a new thing. I don't know. So I don't know how I really feel about it yet. Because this is the first I've heard of anything like this.
Right. And, I mean, and now that's different. A lot of people were concerned that Bootsy did not know that this was going on. But he knows. He's not saying anything. He's not doing anything. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that's happening is this little young boy, if he is pretending to be Bootsy, he's not singing. All he's doing is making people recognize who Bootsy Badass is. Because do I know who Bootsy Badass is? No.
I don't know him. But now everybody talking about him because this little boy is trying to be him. You know?
Wait a minute, Boosie. Boosie. That's the one, little Boosie. That's the one from Shreveport?
I think so.
Oh, I-N-D-E-P-E-N-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that mean, mate?
I think that's him. Yes, that's him. Boosie.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's what he's just a one-hit wonder, you know, in Atlanta.
Exactly.
He's just a one-hit wonder in Atlanta, so I don't know. I don't really have an opinion on it.
I know his music, you know what I'm saying? But who is he? Like, he's not, you know, I'm not going to run and try to find him like I would Juvenile. And speaking of Juvenile just punched this man in the face this weekend because the man at Waffle House called his wife a hoe.
No.
Yes. She called his wife a hoe. So Juvenile hit him in the face. Now I'm gonna tell you what was a little concerning to me. When I posted it on social media, I thought people were gonna be like, come on, Juvenile. Because the guy was a smaller, younger looking Caucasian guy. I thought I was going to get a lot of flack from people saying, man, you didn't even have to hit the man, you know. That's what I thought I was going to get. Well, I got something totally different. My guys on my social media page went off. They said that's what he needed to do. You know, if somebody would have done it to my wife, it would have been on and popping. They were saluting Juvenile. I was really shocked because a lot of people don't like Juvenile.
Yeah.
So I was really shocked. I didn't think he was going to get as much love as he did. The men on my page went in. They was like, if that was my wife, he wouldn't have just got that. He would have got more than that. Shout out to
Wow.
I was really, really shocked by that.
Wow.
I wasn't expecting it. I wasn't, I thought everybody was just going to pretty much be like, okay, whatever, Juvenile. You run around here.
Mad.
Yeah, but they wasn't. The men was really appalled by them calling, if they would call their wives or their girlfriends, somebody would call them out of their name, how they would react. So shout out to the men out there that actually stepped up and was appalled with Juvenile.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it. I thought, you know, because when I usually post things like that for men, they're usually like, okay, anyway, wear a picket. You got a picture? Just post a picture. But they actually, you know, was a pause. Shout out to y'all. That means we're going into the right direction. Okay, back to being Messy Monday. Miss Louie. Wait, her name not Louie. What's the woman name? Lunel. That's her name. Lunel. Miss Lunel. You know who Miss Lunel is, Mahogany?
She's a comedian, yeah. She's a comedian.
Yeah, she was sitting in the club drinking all her nice little drink and decided to get up to go to the restroom. Well, when she got up to go to the restroom, she walking in the comedy club and she sees a poster of no other than Miss Nene Leakes, who will be performing at the comedy club. Oh, Miss Lunel didn't even go to the bathroom. She turned around, went back to her phone, grabbed her phone, and started tweeting. Baby, she was hot. Reality shows need to stay in their lane. Reality show stars get a platform, and they need to stay on their platform. They start drama and do all this other stuff, but they need to stay on their platform and stay out of ours. We did our crawl. We did our blood, sweat, and tears to get to where we are for you to get your platform and come over here and think you're a comedian. Nene Leakes, stay in your lane.
Oh.
Lunel is angry. Well, you know, Ms. Nene Leakes comes back and she says, you might not appreciate it, but you can help Claudia Jordan, and she was on my platform, and you can help Wendy Williams. So why be mad with me? So do you think Lunel was really just being mad because she, Claudia, and Wendy Williams friend, and they don't like Wendy? I mean, they don't like Mimi?
She
has all kinds of lanes. Don't get mad because you can't get in the lane. You came on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. And I hit the side eye, Mimi. I said, Lunel came on the love any Ralph Lauren banana? Yes, she did, when Claudia Dog was in the club. So who lane are you talking about? Are we talking about the same freeway?
Oh.
Now, I don't know if Nene Leakes is good enough to do stand-up. Roddy Love says she's a storyteller, and he thinks she's going to be like Bethany from The Other Housewives when she did her. I don't think she's going to be funny. I don't think it's going to be hilarious or anything like that. I just think she's going to have those slide-ins. You know how Nene do? She'll get up there, she'll say something, she'll slide something in. You know, but I don't think she's going to be funny.
I don't know. I mean, every now and then she'll get me with them with something she say. Every now and then, you know, she get me with a good one. But no, comedian, I don't know.
Yeah, she.
Comedian,
she,
I don't know.
I don't even know who is. Lunell funny?
Lunell? Oh yeah, she's funny. She's very funny. She's very funny. Check her out. Check her out on YouTube, y'all. She's very funny.
She is. So why is she worrying about her not being in her lane if she already has a lane? I mean, I don't get it because she's a.
I don't know. It sounds like she don't like Nene.
Do you think it's because of Wendy and Claudia?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't even think Wendy got a problem with our Nene.
Yeah, they don't get along.
They cordial, right?
No.
Nene, I don't know.
Do not keep bad energy in her company, and all that back and forth mess. She don't keep it in her company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because Nene was trying to make up with Wendy Williams after their little dispute.
Mm-hmm.
But Wendy tried to handle her on social media and said she sees where Wendy Williams wouldn't let Nene, they were going to get Nene a talk show right before Wendy Williams' show. And Wendy Williams made a big stink about it and she didn't get it.
Oh.
She was saying that, you know, as a black woman, regardless of what their problems and issues are, they should resolve it. Well, Wendy thought she just wanted to resolve it because she was trying to get the show. But it wasn't that she was trying to get the show. She was trying to resolve it because she just was like, you know, let's just be the bigger person. Somebody got to be the big person in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's like, okay, do we have to be messy boots at an older age? Yes, we are. All right. You know, I got to continue to be messy this morning, y'all. All right, got one more that we have to talk about. Now, I don't know how. Okay, if I can get it here. Hold on.
We're going to do this here.
I'm trying to find it. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. All right. It is a new thing going around that teenagers are getting high off of. What is it? People getting high off of. Oh, come on, I got to find it. It was really stupid to me. Melanta. Mahogany.
What, that shit that keeps you from having diarrhea?
Yes.
Melanta?
Yes. The kids do drugs now is Melanta. They mix it with stuff and they're getting high.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now they're going to ask for my damn ID. When I go buy some Melanta, when I got the shit.
Oh, my word.
Oh, Lord. They're going to ask me for my ID when I get that. Seems like they be asking me for my ID when I go buy some cough medicine over the counter. I'm like, oh, my God, really?
The worst thing they could actually get high off of. I was like, come on, this can't be happening to us these days.
So stupid, so stupid. And what they don't realize is that whatever they try to try new to get high off of, end up being known. You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? So they end up testing for that too. Dummies.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm like, just don't do shit. Don't do shit. Fuck.
Exactly.
Well, whatever well, happened to
how would
sorry.
That make you high though? I don't get it. I really don't.
It's gotta be the other stuff they're putting in it.
Uh-huh.
It's gotta be the other stuff they're putting in it.
That's gonna have a backfire on you. Because of what is it actually for? It's actually
right.
to stop you from using the restroom. Right?
Mm-mm. It relieves heartburn, indigestion, or upset stomach. So, I mean,
okay.
It's
But it's going to have some bad side effects where it's dealing with your heart,
mm-hmm.
hello, your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
come on, y'all, like, I mean, the last stuff, I was appalled when they were using the spray paint. And I was appalled by that. But I could see it because paint smells good to me. But I couldn't high up paint. But paint smells good.
No. Yeah, paint smells good to me too. Yeah, and gasoline
right.
too. But no. Oh, and tires, like going to the tire store. Oh.
Yes.
It smells so good.
Yes, I even like the smell of gas, but I ain't getting high.
Yeah, me too. No, no, hell no. I love the smell of gas too, but no, My mama told me better than that.
But. Exactly, but Melanta.
Mm.
I mean, come on, y'all going into the cabinets, but y'all going a little too deep now.
Way
y'all
too much.
Y'all better be careful because the next thing y'all gonna be grabbing out there is bleach, and y'all just gonna be passed out deep.
Okay, just gonna be dead.
Oh, this is ridiculous. Y'all need to come better than that, children. Y'all need to come better.
For real.
Than
that. For real.
It's awful.
Yes, it is. It's awful.
Oh. That's our kids for the day, and that was our lesson for the day. Social media. Watch out what y'all put on social media, y'all. Because you can lose your job. You're an unnecessary beast. I mean, this is crazy. But I'm going to be back on social media, y'all, and I'm going to be hollering at y'all. Mom, you got anything to say? Because if not, we can wrap it up today.
Just stay in school and don't be dumb. Stay in school, don't be dumb.
Exactly. Because shout out to Mike Epps. It took him 45 years to get his high school diploma, but he got it. And you did his thing, and we want to shout out and give him props for that. All the graduates that graduated this year, I've been seeing a lot of y'all been posting y'all pictures on social media and been looking cute doing y'all thing. Congratulations, y'all. And to the ones that not knowing what y'all want to do, it's all right. You got time. Just don't waste all your time. And
right.
That's pretty much about it. And for you, if you want to post somebody's bank statement, make sure you be careful because you could go to jail behind them. Stupid stuff.
Hmm.
Althea got money, so that's probably why Benzino hasn't gone to jail yet. But, and she got this child. But make sure you do not post somebody's information like that because that's a federal offense. So just because they do it on the show don't mean that the stars do it, don't mean you can do it. And for Tamar Preston, I am feeling sorry for you, Mama, that they didn't went ahead and fired you. But they said you wasn't, you know, gelling with the audience, y'all. They said she wasn't relatable.
Really? It took them all that time to figure it out? Oh, okay.
I thought she was. I thought she was real relatable. I thought she was very, you know, she brought in a little bit of the youngster street swag into it. But I guess they didn't want the street. I think they wanted more intelligent woman. And I don't think they wanted the street. But.
Well, they picked the wrong one in the first place. Then, if they was going for the more intelligent black woman, what was they thinking?
Because her husband was a producer.
That don't mean she's smart.
True, and he didn't weigh too much of a. Obviously, he didn't weigh too much on it because, you know, the other producers won and she got fired.
I mean, I don't know what they were thinking when they hired her for real. I thought somebody got paid to put her on there.
I thought she was good myself. I just thought she was a little extra, you know, but her palm trees and shade and all that she used to do. I thought that was, you know, a little entertaining for people. But I guess.
I'm like, about time they caught up with that mess. Mm-mm. No, sorry. I mean, sorry, Tamar, you know, it's unfortunate, but she got money and he got money. They'll be all right. They'll come up with
but
something
you
else.
You don't think her extras that she was doing was a little hilarious? That's what I used to watch them for her.
No.
I think she used to go above and beyond and making it a little funny, where the rest of them, you had Jeannie, who was, you know, kind of dingy. You had, Adrian, who was, you know, the Latino mix to it. You got Lonnie Love, who is supposed to be the comedian, but Lonnie Love is not funny to me. And then you got Tamara, who is, like, boring. So I thought Tamara just brought that little bit of extra to the show.
Mm-mm, a little extra ratchet, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she was that. She was definitely ratchet.
A little extra ratchet, that's what she brought. But
I think the show, every show needs that little ratchet, you know? Raven Simone used to be the little ratchet on her show. Well, Tamara could be the little ratchet on her show.
There's a different kind. There's good ratchet and there's bad ratchet.
Okay.
And the rest of it, and it figured itself out.
I think bad ratchet is good ratchet. I mean, you know, you're taking it from Miss Kiki.
I think good ratchet and bad ratchet, whatever brings your hold on one second, whatever brings